Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Nick Hunley of the Giants. And spring training for you, a new team. And Matt Moore said this the other day. It takes a little while to kind of feel you're a Giant. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing this division for a while now, so I kind of feel like I know all these guys just from playing against them. And everybody's been great, you know, welcoming. And it's a great clubhouse. So, yeah, I feel like I'm a Giant for sure.
Yeah, you know, you have one of the tougher jobs, and that is getting used to catching pitchers that you haven't caught before. Now, we know you go back with Melanson a ways, and so we know that. But what's it like? How hard is it to say, okay, I'm going to catch Cueto or Bumgarner or something like that when you haven't done it before?
Yeah, it's great. It's a good challenge. You know, I've been in the one situation I got traded in the middle of the year in 2014, and that was tough just to learn a pitching staff in game situations right away. So this is a lot easier with the time that we have. Been able to watch some good film on the guys and catch everybody. So it's not too difficult in spring training.
All right. Well, what's the key to doing it? What do you look for? You tell me what you look for when to get familiar with a pitcher.
Well, I just try to talk to them as much as I can. Try to find out what makes them comfortable and then put them in those positions. Because as soon as the pitcher is comfortable throwing to me or somebody else, you know, they'll have a leg up on everybody else. So I try to get on their level, get on the same page with them as soon as I can. And obviously these guys in here have had a lot of success. So it's my job to get on the same page with them.
All right. Nick Hunley joins us talking a little bit about spring training and being a catcher here with the Giants. You go out to the mound and chat. What do you chat about when you go out to the mound? What kind of guy are you?
Oh, it depends on the situation. Sometimes you talk about signs. Sometimes you talk about pitches. Sometimes you talk a little. I don't talk a whole lot about mechanics because it's more of a competition mode at that point. Sometimes you try to break up the rhythm that the other teams got going. Sometimes you tell a joke. There's sometimes you tell them to get going. You know, so there's a lot of different things. You gotta approach it in all different scenarios.
And you gotta be a psychologist, as I always say, to be a catcher. It's part psychologist. But you have history with Melanson going back to college with him, and the Saturday game. Of course, we have Saturday Sunday baseball coming up, but on Friday against the Indians, you got into a little traffic on the bases. You went out and said something.
Yeah, well, he was shaking me off, so I went out to find out what exactly he wanted, and we're on the same page, and you know, he ended up getting out of it. So yeah, he's an intense competitor, one of my good friends in this world, and I'm excited to play with him again.
I like the 3-2 curveball.
Yeah, that was nasty. His stuff's as sharp as it gets. He's not a guy that's going to come out throw 100, but I guarantee you nobody's lining up to face him.
Yeah, all right. Nick Hunley with us. What was he like in college with you guys?
The same. The minute he stepped on a campus, he made everybody better. He's, like I said, an unbelievable competitor. Not scared to live on the edge. Not scared to be in jams. Not scared to, yeah. He loves that competition. And, you know, he makes people around him better. So I'm glad I've been able to be around him.
Yeah, I say traffic on the bases. He does a little bit of that. Give us a little bit of your personal background, where you grew up, what kind of baseball fan you were as a kid and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I grew up, we lived in 5 states growing up, moved around a bunch. My dad was a college football coached for 41 years in college football. So we moved around and followed him, and I lived for those Saturdays. And, you know, he had an unbelievable career. And me and I have an older brother, and my mom, we all were real close because we were moving to new places where we didn't know a lot of people. So it's pretty much just us until we got settled in. But, you know, it was a good upbringing. I like football better than baseball. A little bit until my dad didn't recruit me. But it was a good time, and I went to the University of Arizona, obviously, with Mark, and played for Andy Lopez, one of the great college coaches there is. So I was fortunate, great upbringing.
Any catcher that you liked to follow as you grew up?
Yeah, you know, my favorite was Jason Kendall for a long time. I liked the A's when I was little. I liked Ricky Anderson and Carney Lansford and those guys. I like the A's growing up, but now it's good to be across the bay.
You're going to get a good taste of that. Where did your dad coach, and what area did he coach?
He was a defensive coordinator for a long time, so he coached some linebackers, some secondary, but mostly D coordinator. He was at Oregon State when I was born, then Utah, UCLA, Colorado, Washington, UTEP, SMU, UCLA again, and then he retired from UNLV. So
wow.
He's been all over.
Wow, very good. I didn't know that. Very good. All right. And if you had a college team that you, well, Arizona, I assume, right?
Well, yeah, well, all my rooting interests went to where my dad was coaching. So I kind of like a lost puppy now. I don't have any team to root for.
Well, I'll give you the Florida Gators if you need one. I went there.
yeah, for sure.
Right. Nick, nice to have you on. It's a pleasure.
Marty, thanks, man. Anytime.
Okay, good. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.